All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment. The Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio.
You may be seated.
Good morning. My name is Maureen O'Connor, and I have the honor of being the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Ohio, and I welcome all of the soon-to-be new lawyers and their family members to this bar admission ceremony on behalf of myself and my colleagues, who are obviously seated before you. As Chief Justice, I can say that this is one of the most pleasant duties that for the seven of us as a court session, and because this admits you to the bar, and we don't have any attorneys arguing in front of us. So that's a good thing. I often reflect on how appropriate it is to be holding ceremonies in a theater. After all, hasn't the last couple of years of your life been like a play? High drama, intense focus, tragedy, comedy, suspense, and then a happy ending. After its recent renovation, this theater has taken on a majestic look that's fitting for our purposes here today. Those of you being admitted to the bar are undergoing a transformation of your own, an exciting one, and the start of a lifelong journey. I'm honored to be among the first to congratulate you. The other thought I have as I look about these majestic surroundings concerns the law. In America, the institution of law is majestic in its purpose and its promise. The American system of justice has its faults, and that is true, but it also is the envy of the world. When you leave here today, you will have become a steward of that system. It is a system that is founded on fairness and impartiality. You will be counted on to maintain its ethical integrity and its independence, objectivity, and strength. You will also take an oath today to uphold the high ideals of your new profession. No profession or occupation has contributed more than the legal profession to the establishment and the preservation of order in our society. To quote the late Ohio Supreme Court Chief Justice Tom Moyer, no profession has done more to establish and preserve order under the rule of law than the legal profession. Our late Chief Justice went on to say, the profession upon which you have embarked has a uniquely pervasive influence, not only in the law, but also world history, culture, and diplomacy. That's a key part of the majesty of our system. Attorneys dedicate themselves to protecting the rights of all, including the powerless and those who may be engaged in unpopular causes. The amount of good that one attorney can accomplish can be monumental. Sometimes a case can even change the legal system, and sometimes a case can change history. But it always, always changes the lives of those clients who are involved in your cases. No other vocation includes members who donate more time and resources to civic and charitable activities than the legal profession. And I must add, no profession disciplines its members as consistently as our profession. All of these things, and so much more, make the law a noble calling. Please treasure these moments with your family and your friends because you've earned it. Cherish it with your parents, your grandparents, your spouses, partners, significant others, children, and friends who are here with you today, either in this theater or in your hearts. I congratulate everyone who has nurtured, encouraged, loved, and perhaps nudged a little or nudged a lot, and supported these candidates for the admission to the bar. Candidates, you completed the education, the examination, and the character and fitness requirements that allow you to enter this honorable profession and to practice law in the state of Ohio. While today marks a huge milestone for you, brace yourself. Your real legal education might just be beginning. You, yes, you are delighted that your formal legal education is over as is the bar exam. But now the real learning begins. Being a lawyer is a journey, not a destination. At times, your journey will seem as though you're climbing the Himalayas. At other times, it's smooth sailing until you blow off course by the unexpected. Whatever that journey brings, your education will help you navigate, and the more trips you take, the better you will get at navigation. So, on this momentous occasion, let me offer you a few words of advice. What you do in the coming few years will set the tenor of your role as a lawyer. First of all, review the disciplinary rules. Know those rules, not just as an exercise in the academics, but in their practical application. When you even suspect that you may be approaching a situation that presents an ethical question, discuss it with someone who has more experience. Your personal and professional honor are at stake. Next, I would recommend associating with a member of the profession who is willing to act as a mentor. The Ohio Supreme Court has put in place a mentoring system. Do yourself a favor and take advantage of all that that mentoring system has to offer. Then think about this: observation. Observe lawyers in action. Observe the way they interact with one another and with their clients and with the court. It will become obvious to you that the most effective, respected lawyers are those who are civil, are courteous, and are prepared. There are four groups of people with whom you'll be in contact during your professional life: clients, judges, fellow lawyers, and court personnel. And each group deserves courtesy, civility, and respect. Make sure that you are honest and straightforward with your clients. If they have a case, work for them in an efficient, ethical, and intelligent way. If they don't have a case, be honest and advise them as such. Always be available and return phone calls. The number one complaint from clients is that they cannot reach their attorney. That one fact precipitates innumerable complaints to the bar. Make sure that fees and costs are explained up front and put them in writing to protect yourself. When appearing before judges, never be on time. Be at least 15 minutes early. Know the Ohio rules of court and the local rules of court. Knowing the rules show intelligence and respect for that court. When appealing to a higher court, always remember that briefs are to be just that, brief. Be succinct in your arguments and be honest. Nothing discredits a lawyer faster in the eyes of a judge than being misleading on points of law. If you've established a record in the lower court, that is your ammunition for appeal. So think about that as you first approach the case. Act in a civil manner at all times with opposing counsel. Do not make false or misleading statements as to the facts or as to the law. Cooperate in discovery. The more that each side knows about the case, the quicker a resolution can be devised. Above all, do not be arrogant just because you have a law degree and the rest of the world does not. Once you start to practice, you will be amazed at what you don't know. But that is true for most professions. Experience, hard work, and diligence will close your gaps. Believe me, you will see gaps as you grow as an attorney. Lastly, I highly recommend that you take whatever you do as an attorney very, very seriously. You are in a position of trust and one that focuses on duty to the client and to the court. The stakes are high and the expectations are great. But carve out time for your family, yourself, your non-legal world. Pay attention to your health, physical, mental, and spiritual. And don't take yourself so seriously. Your job, yes. Yourself, no. Keep a sense of humor. You're going to need it. So congratulations once again. It's been an honor to address you and as we go forward. Now, it is part of the tradition of this court session to have a law school dean speak on behalf of all of the deans. Therefore, it is my pleasure to introduce our first speaker this morning from the Ohio State University Moritz College of Law, Dean Lincoln Davies. Dean?
Thank you to the Ohio State Supreme Court and to Chief Justice O'Connor. As Justice O'Connor said, my name is Lincoln Davies. I'm the Dean at The Ohio State University Moritz College of Law. And it's my great pleasure and distinction today to be able to congratulate all of you on behalf of all of the law schools here in the state of Ohio. The University of Akron School of Law, Capital University Law School, Case Western Reserve University Law School, the University of Cincinnati College of Law, Cleveland State University, Cleveland Marshall College of Law, the University of Dayton School of Law, Ohio Northern University Pettit College of Law, Ohio State, and the University of Toledo College of Law. On behalf of all these schools, even if you're not from Ohio, congratulations. I want to take a moment to encourage you all to take a moment yourselves to reflect, to think back on all that you have gone through, all that you have achieved, and all that you have endured to get to this moment. The law school exams, the effort you had to put in to passing those exams, the friendships and relationships you've made, and I'm going to restrain myself from engaging in this practice right now, but the cold calling that you experienced from the moment you walked into law school and then until you left. But as you take a moment to reflect on all that you've accomplished and all that you've achieved, I'd like to also encourage you at this time, as you look forward, to take a moment to remember, three things. First, remember not to discuss religion and politics at the dinner table. Second, remember not to try to carry a couch upstairs by yourself. And third, remember not to get involved with a Scorpio unless you really mean it. Oh, wait, that's the wrong speech. I'm sorry. In seriousness, first, remember where you have been. Remember what it has taken to get to this moment. I personally like to run marathons, which tells you something about myself. It tells you there's a small piece of my brain somewhere missing. But your career is much like a marathon. And if you look back on it, if you take the time as you go forward in different moments of your career to remember the things you have accomplished already, to remember the obstacles you've overcome, the pain you've had to suffer at different times, the joy you've achieved when you've accomplished something. There are lessons in that for you yourself. As you face difficulty in the future, because we all will face difficulty in the future, we all have moments in our careers that are troubling or that have tribulations we have to overcome. If you look back on your own life as a blueprint for the lessons that you can use going forward, that will serve you well. So remember where you have been. Secondly, remember where you were going. When you went to law school, when you enrolled for that first day, you went to orientation and you went to your first class. I still remember mine. It was torts. I have no idea what the teacher told us. So you're probably better off than I was, because I'm sure you understood more than I did. And it took me a while to remember, by the way, that or to realize that what I was learning in torts is what I had discussed at the kitchen dinner table my entire life growing up, because my father was a civil litigator. But you all went to law school, each of you, individually, for a reason. You had a dream. There was some reason, some motivation, something inside you that made you want to go to law school. And it's easy along the way, it's easy as you're spending that late night studying for the bar exam to forget what that dream was. It's true also that those dreams, for all of us, often evolve and change and shift as different opportunities present themselves to us. But you had a dream. It was your own. You made it your own. Keep it. Having that moment to think about what it is you're doing, to take time regularly to think strategically about how it is you're spending your life and what it is you want to achieve in your career is important. It's easy to get lost in the day-to-day and the tasks you have to accomplish for a client at any given moment. But keep in mind that dream. Keep in mind what it was you came to law school and to become a lawyer to do. Hold that in your heart. And third, and perhaps most importantly, remember where you came from. You learned a lot in law school. You learned about the difference between a presumption of innocence and reasonable doubt. You learned about the elements of negligence. You learned about standing, heaven forbid standing. And all those things are important. The skills you learned in law school, how to cross-examine a witness, how to take a deposition, how to prepare a transactional document. The knowledge you learned, the analytical skills, how to think like a lawyer, that elusive thing we all aspire to analogize and to disanalogize and to understand what logic resonates with the judge or not. All those things are important. But perhaps most important is to remember where you came from. The things you learned as a child that your parents and your family and your relatives taught you, those are the things that will make you the best lawyer. That will make you not just smart and able and competent, but compassionate and understanding and knowing what it means to be a human and to be in the service of other humans. So as you go forward, please remember those things. Remember where you have been, remember where you are going, remember where you came from. And I know in this morning's audience, there are a bunch of Moritzers. So also remember my phone number, 614-292-0574. Come back to campus, please. We'd like to see you. So with that, I'd like to just say, you've earned this. You've earned where you are now. You've earned becoming an attorney. But you have to earn that going forward every day. You have to keep earning it. The journey is not over, as Chief Justice O'Connor said. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, true peace is not merely the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice. It is your obligation to continue building that justice for us in society. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dean Davis, for those remarks. Next, we have Ohio State Bar President Eliana Draconis.
Good morning, everyone. May it please the court, Chief Justice, and the Honorable Justices of the Supreme Court. My name is Eliana Draconis. I am the president of the Ohio State Bar Association, the largest Ohio network of attorneys. Congratulations for achieving what very few have been able to achieve. You are now part of the 0.32% of Ohio's population who are licensed attorneys, or you will be in a couple minutes. Congratulations to those that helped you through this journey, your loved ones, your professors, and your colleagues. We at the Ohio State Bar Association are here to help you starting today as you launch into your careers. You have earned a degree from law school, and you have earned the privilege to practice law in the wonderful state of Ohio. As you embark in this new phase of life, I would like to leave you with a to-do list. Now, my husband hates my to-do list, so perhaps a better way of putting it is that I leave you with some challenges or five ideas. One, read the lawyer's creed. You will receive your certificate today, and along with it, you will receive the lawyer's creed, a piece of paper that talks about how you're supposed to act as a lawyer. I challenge you to read it, to frame it, and to hang it up in your office. I did that 16 years ago, and occasionally I look up to reference the lawyer's creed. Read it when you feel frustrated with a client or opposing counsel. Read it when you feel frustrated with a judge, present company excluded. Remind yourself that you have an ethical duty to rise above the frustrations that you will encounter, the snarky comments that you will receive in emails, the inappropriate or frivolous arguments that you must respond to. Strive to be the voice of reason, the peacemaker, and the reliable source. Two, be healthy, smile, and maintain a sense of humor. You are in it for the long haul. This is not a sprint, this is a marathon. And are you ready for some groundbreaking news? This work-life balance everybody talks about, it doesn't exist. It's not a thing that someone will hand to you on a platter. It's not a benefit that comes with your job. It is something you create. You create your own happiness. You set your own priorities, and you decide how to spend your valuable time. Without your health and well-being, both mental and physical, you will accomplish nothing. That should always be a priority. Remember to smile and keep it light. As the years go by, you will discover that the practice of law can sometimes be mundane, it can sometimes be dry, and it can sometimes be frustrating. Keep a sense of humor. It will take you a long way. 3, network. Start doing it today. I challenge you to meet 3 people today that you have never met before and exchange information. No one will network for you. Networking is not included as a fringe benefit in your compensation package, although I would argue that it should, and that's an argument for another day. But networking is your professional responsibility to yourself. I want you to not do the following. Go to your offices tomorrow, sit down, and bill 2,200 hours a year for the next 10 years without having made meaningful connections with colleagues and members of your professional community. You will be doing a disservice to yourself. If networking does not come easy to you, join the State Bar Association and your local bar associations. That is their job, to offer you the opportunity to network with colleagues, to help you enhance professionally, and to assist you in the practice of law. And more on this when we meet at the reception. 4, take care of your clients. When I started practicing, a senior attorney told me that if you take care of your clients for the first 5 years of your practice, you won't have to worry about getting clients in the future. Give sound legal advice and be honest. Don't tell your clients what they want to hear. Tell them the truth. Call them back when you are supposed to call them back. Respond to their emails promptly, and if you think you're not the right person to help them, be honest and tell them that. 5, have empathy and be kind. People that come to you are at their worst. They have lost a loved one, they're going through a divorce, they've been injured or sued, they've lost a business or custody of their child, they've lost a home or their freedom. Beyond legal advice, they are looking for someone who will listen to them, who will hold their hand and be there to guide them in making the right decision. You are that person at that moment in time. And beyond clients, be kind to each other. You will run into each other in the hallways of the courthouses. Some of your classmates will be judges, staff attorneys, or opposing counsel. Always be kind to one another, even though you might disagree. So I leave you with this to-do list, or you'd rather I say these challenges. To read and frame the lawyer's creed, to be healthy, smile, and maintain a sense of humor, to network, to take care of your clients, to have empathy and be kind. And one more thing, love what you do. Thank you for the honor to be here with you today. I wish you nothing but success, good health, and happiness.
Thank you, President Drakonis. Next, we have Judge Mark Weiss, who serves as chair of the Board of Bar Examiners. He will make the motion to admit the successful applicants. Judge?
Thank you, Chief. Excuse me. Good morning. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the July 2019 Ohio Bar Examination are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege at this time to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
Thank you, Judge Wiest. We have a motion before the court. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion carries. Now I have the distinct honor of administering the oath. So will all of the applicants please stand? And repeat after me as you raise your right hand. I, state your name. Hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations, counselors. You may be seated. Next, I'm going to ask Justice Judith French to come forward, and she will address you on behalf of the justices. Justice French?
Good morning. New lawyers, family and friends, honored guests, it's an honor for me to be here today to speak to you on behalf of my colleagues. This is one of my favorite days as a justice. I appreciate the opportunity to celebrate with you and even to greet some of you as you approach the stage. A few years ago, I greeted a young woman as she walked across the stage, and even among people who were happy, her smile and excitement stood out among the crowd. As I reached out to her hand, I said, "You look so happy." And she replied, "I took the bar exam 7 times. Even now, years later, I think of that young woman and the dedication it took for her to achieve this dream. So as you look around you, I hope you will acknowledge and appreciate not only what it took for you to be here, but also what it might have taken others to be here with you. Life, I think, is like a game of cards. Some of you were not dealt a very good hand. Your family, your socioeconomic status, your physical limitations, and so many other factors have been outside of your control. Some of you may have been dealt aces, but for so many others, it's been a combination of twos and threes. The key, I think, is to keep playing. You keep some cards, you throw others, you learn and grow and build a career and a life you can be proud of. You've already taken a tremendous step towards becoming a contributor. Just by virtue of holding the title lawyer, you stand out for your expertise and your ability. So I hope by now you've absorbed a little of what has been said today about the opportunities that await you. Yes, you can now represent clients and appear in a courtroom and sign pleadings, but there's so much more ahead if you choose to find it. I hope you will join the thousands of Ohio lawyers who gave more than 100,000 hours of pro bono service last year to low-income and disadvantaged Ohioans. If we give that service a value of just $200 an hour, that's about $24 million in legal services for free in 1 year. I dare you to do better. I dare you to take that lawyer's oath to new heights, to establish for yourself and this new class of lawyers a new way of defining what it means to be a lawyer and a new way of defining what it means to be a leader. Sitting where you are now more than 30 years ago, I couldn't have imagined where I would be today or the path that would have brought me here. At that time, I had begun work as an associate with the Porter Wright Law Firm. If you had asked me that day, I would have said that I would spend the next 30 years at the firm. Boy, was I wrong. My experience there was challenging and fulfilling, but ultimately it put me on a path that took me to other places. 30 years and 6 jobs later, I stand before you as a justice. Well, my point is not to tell you my life story, it's to tell you that yours isn't set. You will be presented with change and opportunities that you can't imagine. My advice is to welcome that change, not to fear it, and to consider each opportunity without fear of falling or failing. Thank you for taking this step. Thank you for choosing to be a lawyer. And thank you, too, for choosing to be an Ohio lawyer. I recently finished my second reading of David McCullough's book, The Wright Brothers. If you haven't read it, I recommend it. And I especially recommend the audio book so that you can get the benefit of McCullough's narration. McCullough tells the story of the Ohio childhood of the Wright brothers and of the years of careful and patient work to achieve the human flight they so believed in. McCullough recounts the story of someone asking Wilbur Wright what accounted for his success. And he said, "If I were giving a young man advice as to how he might succeed in life, I would say to him, pick out a good father and mother and begin life in Ohio." I think the same would apply for a young woman. So as an Ohio lawyer, you are part of a rich legal history with far-reaching contributions. It was an Ohio lawyer who argued that police unlawfully searched the home of Dalray Mapp during their investigation of a bombing outside the home of gambling magnate and future boxing promoter Don King. The resulting landmark case, Mapp versus Ohio, strengthened Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. It was an Ohio lawyer who argued that Cleveland Police Detective Martin McFadden lawfully stopped and frisked John Terry because he suspected Terry and 2 other men of robbing a jewelry store on Euclid Avenue in downtown Cleveland. The case Terry versus Ohio gave us the reasonable suspicion standard we use today. Ohio lawyers have taken on historic roles as presidents, Supreme Court justices, policymakers, and business leaders. But for me, it's the daily work of Ohio lawyers that really makes a difference. Neil Armstrong once observed that we all like to be recognized not for one piece of fireworks, but for the ledger of our daily work. For you, that ledger may include a conference call with a worried client, a court appearance with a defendant whose life or livelihood is on the line, or the thrill of presenting an answer to a senior partner who didn't think there was one. Whatever it is, I can assure you that you will be making a difference and that your work will be appreciated. I'm very proud to be one of you and to call Ohio home. It's been my honor to be with you today and to say congratulations. Thank you for being here to celebrate.
Thank you, Justice French. All right, we have now come to the part of this ceremony that I hope you've been waiting for. But before we begin, please keep in mind we have a few ground rules that, if followed, will allow this ceremony to continue without a hitch. For the attorneys, I want you to rise one row at a time when indicated by the ushers. Follow the ushers' hand signals to approach the stage, and after you have your certificate, please return to your seat using the center stage stairs. Now, word of advice, use the handrails when descending the stairs. That is open and obvious, but we do want you to use the handrails. We will now begin.
Gregory Alden Bashford.
Devin Jacob Alexander.
Nicole Ray Breezley.
June Ann Andrews.
Stephanie Lynn Brockman.
Jared Dean Arnold.
Wesley Allen Brown.
Deidre Marie Kennedy.
Andrew Douglas Countryman.
Kevin Eric Bertelson.
William Cale Daring.
Virginia Roar Bond.
Zachary Epperson.
Megan Lindsay Brickner.
Derek Matthew Friedis.
Jordan Anthony Brown.
Louise Ivan Godinez Jimenez.
Tia Nicole Brown.
Joshua Adam Graber.
Amber Gail Damini.
Patrick James Gray.
Ashley Nicole Dollins.
Miranda Eve Gregory.
Michael Brendan Dunleavy.
Russell Frederick Gribble.
Colin Patrick Finn.
Danny K. Ingram Ferris.
Nolan Thomas Flowers.
Kevin Joseph Jeffrey.
Serena Louise Glick.
Jessica Danielle Conrad.
Ethan Joseph Gregory.
Saria Nicole Woodyard Lattimore.
Michelle Diane Grimm.
Robert Warren Lotz IV.
Tyler J. Hall.
Jordan Alicia McSales.
Victoria Kapokalani Anohano Hung.
Dominic Vincent James Moulard.
Bethany Faye Harding.
Morgan Lee Miller.
Rihanna Herbert.
Jennifer Lynn Moore.
Samuel Rockford Hogue.
Amberly Michelle Newberry.
Kelly Lauren Hondros.
Amanda Lorraine Patton.
Taylor Lacey Hutta.
Patrick Shea Quinn.
Andy Ifti.
Tara Kareem Rameh.
Juaid Sharahabil Juaidin.
Annie Elizabeth Robinson.
Owen David Callis.
Joseph Michael Scrow.
Kevin Ross Geller.
Anita Brittany Sue Smalley.
Nicholas Anthony Kernan.
Taryn J. Wallingford.
Patrick Gino Corrali.
Whitney Lee Webster.
Jefferson Mitchell Kaiser.
Stephanie Lynn Williams.
Sarah Catherine Grace Laws.
Alexander Adrian Eldori.
Andrea Marie Lawson.
Lindsay Marie Andre.
Christopher Isaac Lee.
Elizabeth Arentz.
Jeffrey Kevin Lewis.
Tyler Griffin Ost.
Latasha Love.
Catherine Ellen Barnett.
Rachel Nicole Gooding Mays.
Joseph Russell Barton.
Danielle Elizabeth Madison.
Catherine Tyler Berger.
Tyler James McCoy.
Sarah Sinclair Blair.
Eric Matthew Mullaney.
Avery Rose Bornhorst.
James Nicholas Melfi.
Emily Carolyn Bowen.
Amanda Marie Migo.
Zachary Pierce Bowerman.
Zachary Joseph Miller.
William Earl Broth.
Jacob Michael Montgomery.
Daniel David Briggs.
Avery Michael Moore.
Eileen Brock.
Vincent Mora.
Michelle Marie Brunson.
Brianna Lynn Morris.
Aaron Jeffrey Burnside.
Michael Ryan Neiman.
Haley Elise Carley.
Joel Bartley Newby III.
Matthew Ryan Carpenter.
Andres Mariko Olivero Rodriguez.
Patricia Danielle Cortez.
Kelly Ann Rainey.
Aisha Lanai Cotton.
Jared James Record.
Stephen Thomas Darnell.
Justin Dane Ritter.
Mingxua Dang.
Nicole Elizabeth Root.
Kimberly Ursula Natalie Despa.
Charles Henry Austin Schaub.
John Connor Dever.
Haley Nicole Searles.
William Stewart Donovan.
Keegan Thomas Shoemaker.
Erica Elizabeth Duff.
Jeffrey Arthur Spall.
Samuel David Arrett.
Jesse Roberto Steinberg.
Kira Marie Finelli.
Matthew Douglas Stewart.
William Gordon Gudotti.
Scott Brian Sugarman.
Christian Anthony Gillikin.
Stephen Paul Tapatowski.
Katie Gramanditas.
Andrew Rates Tapetis.
Marion Abigail Graves.
Brian Richard Trainer.
Matthew Davis Gutierrez.
Sarah Marie Valentine.
David Jordan Haba.
Catherine Elizabeth Warren.
Kristen Nicole Smith.
Julian Lee Withman.
Matthew Sebastian Nathan Harris.
Derek Scott Welt.
Joshua Scott Henninger.
Zachary Joseph Witt.
Everardo Hernandez Jr.
Christina Wigg.
Samantha Marie Hobbs.
Elizabeth Nicole Williams.
Haley Alexis Hopkins.
Avery Thorpe Young.
Allison Marcel Hawk.
Edpetra and Uwawa Ardakwa Yadam.
Catherine Mackenzie Hunter.
Amona Solomon Arafi.
Thomas Dwayne Jackson.
Rebecca Catherine Barnett.
Emily J. Johnson.
Kylie Marissa Beal.
Samuel Patrick Jones.
John Ryan Burnins.
Sung Taek Jun.
Jordan Labu Blake.
Masale Komrabai Kanu.
Francesca Rose Bolin.
Jared Ephraim Kroninski.
Alessandro Bota Blundet.
Lucian Lungu.
James Handy Boyd.
Jansen Douglas Mace.
Lindsay Nicole Boyd.
Shayna Beth Marks.
Joseph William Brammer.
Nicole Allison Mayo.
Dominique Arlerio Capano.
William John Meadows.
Erica Noel Carducci.
Andrew Francis Meinert.
Maria Anna Katrina Castro Reese.
Adil Beg Moghal.
Jada Monique Collin.
Christopher Charles Nanny.
Kara Michelle Daggett.
Mackenzie Brooke Newberry.
Zaki Davis.
Margaret Eastburn O'Shea.
Alexander Laser Diamond.
Taylor Elaine Patterson.
David Paul Dornett.
Maxim Michael Perel.
Brandon Walter Ellis.
Kirsten Ann Peterson.
Rosemary Elizabeth Emmert.
Matthew Robert Petty.
Elizabeth Julia Fox.
Drew Aaron Pinta.
Alexander Ray Fox.
Madeline Reddick.
James Alexander Gamel.
Sarah A. Rhodes.
Jeffrey Michael Guyman.
Amy Kathleen Riedel.
Dennis Antonio Gleason.
Abigail Ray Riffey.
Catherine McPherson Gorman.
Michael Bruce Rogers.
Brittany Diana Gunther.
Aaron David Rothy.
Leon Augustus Hampton.
Gretchen M. Rutz.
Aisa Hawk.
Joshua Allen Sabo.
Megan Elizabeth Merka.
Madeline Harrigan Shanahan.
Caitlin Renee Idowin.
Rachel Ellen Schoenbarger.
Grant David Eisen.
Matthew Robert Schunkweiler.
Julie Francis Kappelman.
Corey Thomas Skirl.
Jesse Edward Nolden.
Michaela Breslin Kershane Smith.
Zachary Patrick Perzals.
Kashula Srivastuv.
Olivia Abigail Lawson.
Cassandra Jolene Stewart.
Andrew Michael Limkul II.
Alexander James Zerugu.
Marissa Ann Lind.
Christopher David Thomas.
Jason Michael Link.
Anthony Charles Thompson.
Krishna Janakaram Mahavian.
Jake Alexander Thorne.
Alvaro Hernan Martinez Puentes.
Adam David Vincent.
Anne Marie McClellan.
Cameron Miles Weaver.
Zachary Stephen Muick.
Ethan William Weber.
Christy Lynn Murphy.
Michael Vincent Wilhelm.
Rachel Holly Myers.
James Maxwell Williams.
Avery Hudson Azamik.
Antonio Jose Ayubi.
Gibran Javier Puenas Porras.
Adam Russell Byers-Dorfer.
Megan Nicole Pauly.
Robert Theodore Book.
Ashley Nicole Ram.
Kiara Michelle Carbadala Sierra.
Barshonda Nichelle Robinson.
Jaden Clark Cleland.
Alexis Danielle Royce.
Kristen Rachel Kopik.
Shira Denise Sampson.
Zoe Clara Curry.
Benjamin George Sandlin.
Courtney Lynn Fields.
Kristen Jean Schultz.
Zenas Ray Franklin.
Alexandra Betsy Rose Soyson.
Erica Ray M. Garcia.
Adam Philip Stickney.
Barry LaVon Gilmer.
Mark Allen Tassone.
Kristen Helene Hardy.
Taylor Lane Tinley.
Julie Howell Helter.
Bradley Mark Thompson.
Brandon Coy Hendricks.
Alexander Joseph Valdez.
Sean DeFair Kenny.
Brett Wesley Vetter.
Carrie Lynn Kesters.
Monica Lynn Welker.
Robert Martin LaBeouf.
Robert Gerald Williams.
Caitlin Cooper Meeks.
David Lee Warrush.
Levi Stephen Miner.
Jenna Henderly Daniels.
Cody Eugene Myers.
William Frederick Abbey.
Haley Elizabeth Napier.
Justin Marie Applegate.
Morgan Catherine Napier.
Carolyn Ann Eversman.
Brooke Phelan Poling.
Andrew Ross Santana.
Madison Elise Ritley. Kara Therese Ruffalo. Jagdeep Singh Singra. Jacob Sterling Seidel. Christina Jo Sims. Dustin Jacob Weaver. Louis Anthony Zambelli III. Patrick Ryan Zimmer.
Give yourselves a hand. As we conclude our ceremony, first of all, I want to thank you all for coming today. Before we close this special session of court, however, I want to thank Tina Jones, our interpreter, for ensuring everyone to share in this proceedings. I have a few housekeeping reminders for you as well. When we are finished here, please walk down to the corner towards the river and walk south to visit the Thomas J. Moyer Ohio Judicial Center. The Ohio State Bar Association will host a reception in the Grand Concourse of our building. OSBA staff members will be outside the theater to direct you. The Supreme Court and the Moyer Judicial Center is open today until 5 p.m. Please see your programs for directions. In addition, new lawyers can register with the Office of Attorney Services at the south end of the Grand Concourse after this ceremony. Information about registering is contained in the white envelope that you received. Also, please consider registering for the lawyer-to-lawyer mentoring program. The Supreme Court, to help with the transition from law school to the practice of law, will pair you with a veteran attorney who will serve as your mentor. Mentoring representatives are available today to answer your questions about the program and to explain how to register. Just look for their table at the south end of the Grand Concourse as well. You can sign up online for the mentoring program beginning tomorrow, but you first must register for active status with the Supreme Court. Please take advantage of mentoring. It's a method of securing CLE credit, as well as securing relationships that will serve you well, both personally and professionally, for the rest of your career. With that, we will conclude the ceremony. I thank you again for coming, and God bless you all.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This opens.